How did it know?
It's got a fork and knife up and go, enjoy your food and leverage.
That's scary shit.
Jesus Christ. All right.
That's some scary shit. Guys, welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Special edition, one-off, probably short. Probably go short today.
Yeah.
Half an hour, 35 minutes.
Don't want to burn out my storytelling either.
Oh yeah, you don't want to waste it. I know this will be out after, so you can...
Oh, fine.
You could actually, you could legit practice it now and then...
Yeah, fine. Perfect.
You could practice it now and then fucking just do it on stage. I have nothing prepared for tonight.
Haven't you?
Not really.
Yeah, but you're good. There are your people too that are coming to
I've got a couple of sort of holiday-esque things. And I spend a lot of time writing on the plane as well, so...
Just riding on a... Oh, Jesus.
Just writing on a plane.
Oh, beg your pardon, sorry.
Didn't have the leg room to ride on a plane. I was talking about this on my last podcast, but if you fly with Etihad...
Oh, the fancy bastards.
No. Emirates is the fancy...
Sorry.
So, like... yeah, Etihad is kind of like their fucking little sister or whatever. But before you fly, there's from the Quran, like a travel prayer.
No.
So you're sitting there, which would be fine if it was like, commencing is the travel prayer from the Quran. But it just comes on like, Allahumma lahu. Like this full fucking like dark and like music behind it. And you're like, you're already freaking out. You're like, oh my fucking days. But it's fucking... It's fucking terrifying.
Jesus Christ. And I thought just the trumpet shit at the end of a flight was... What did it have any like... Hala, like as you head off or anything like that? No,
not really. There's a lot of dudes getting up to pray.
Does anybody have a hawk? Did you know that on Emirates they'll allow you bring your hunting hawk?
See the way you sort of stuttered there. I thought you were actually talking Arabic.
No, I was trying to think, was it a hawk or an eagle? But it's hawks. So hunting hawks are allowed to bring on. The ones with the little caps on their heads.
Yeah.
They're allowed, but there's only six per plane allowed. I don't know how they worked out that number, that six, go to seven and you fucked up. But there's six hawks, so the first six hawk owners are allowed onto the plane with their hawks sitting on their shoulders or on a little perch in front of them.
So if you've got like the hawk championship somewhere and fucking wherever.
Oh, they take that shit seriously.
You got to take different flights.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I mean, you know, you think it's weird because you're in an airport and then you look around you and you're like, what the fuck is this cunt bringing? Like, you know, like just... There was a guy, like, I don't know, just weird packages where you're like, that's definitely a bomb. Do you know what I'm saying? Hello. I'm just trying to act normal as we record a podcast there. But yeah, there's dudes where you're sitting there going, I wonder if I too much shampoo. And then you're like, that cunt definitely is shipping arms
yeah.
in this box
yeah,
here,
yeah.
without a doubt. And he's definitely an ISIS, and I'm the only person not an ISIS here. Dublin to Abu Dhabi is scary. No wonder like Ireland's the back door for ISIS into the country.
Yeah, well it is apparently. Like,
it's not the back door, it's the fucking front door with a reception.
It absolutely is, yeah.
It's a damn cup of tea.
Have you come through Dublin Airport into Dublin, which you have, where they're just yeah, like going, yeah. I went through there with a washed, I pulled out the wrong passport. I had two passports brought with me for some reason and they'd give me a new one. And you've seen if you get an old one, they clip the corners off to say it's fucked. And for some reason, I still had it in my bag and I took out the wrong one to show it at, and it was fucked because it had been washed like 3 years previous, and I still had. And
washed.
I showed it, and I'm not joking. She went, "Oh, huh? You're the cleanest man on that flight, anyway."
Banter. Yeah.
And I could have been anybody. You couldn't see my name. You couldn't see my face. She just knew it had been washed and couldn't give a bollocks. It was a Monday, Tuesday morning, and drive on, sir.
If I was ever going to kill anyone, it would probably be in an airport. Just the like. Just
yeah.
the fucking levels of tension and like, just.
Oh,
like,
you mean if you were ever going to fucking snap?
Like if I was going to lose my shit, it would be in an airport and just fucking like kick someone's legs out in front of me or something. I don't know.
I would have thought that, but I discovered something about myself a couple of weeks ago. Like I've always loved a good row. Like not just fisticuffs, like, but I love a good banter argument. You know what I mean? Whether it's like go fuck yourself kind of thing with older blokes are great at it. Like, but. I was heading in to do a gig in Dublin.
Sit here.
Man over, Maureen.
Join in. We can share this mic.
Oh, you're adorable, the two of you.
Look at this, Maureen. You can squeeze in the shot and everything.
This looks like we're properly presenting a drinking program or something, doesn't it?
Yeah.
For Vice.
Speaking of drinking, we were at an event last night sponsored by Bushmills Whiskey and we didn't touch a fucking drop.
How not? Was none given to you?
Just Maureen was up early and I can be arsed and... It was one of the, like, I would have shut them down, probably. They were just,
yeah,
they were dishing out.
There was no just having the one you were going to destroy.
Say hello, Mom.
Hello.
By the way, I should introduce our guest today, Tom O'Mahony, one of the most talked about podcasts I've ever done was the last one you were on.
Really?
With the F and Eddie and all that shit. Yeah,
oh, fucking hell.
World famous now. Everyone loved that shit. Here we are.
Yeah, the F and Eddie thing goes on and on. Because I only said it to my parents a couple of weeks back about, do you know, because he came up in conversation some which way. And I went, yeah, I've talked about it. They went, you have not. Jesus Christ, don't be telling anybody about that shit. They'll think we're all fucking mentalers down here. Like, I went, no. I'm already representing that.
Yeah.
There is no confusion. Nobody was like, Colin was definitely not surprised when he clicked through and went, and looked at me again and went, yeah, that sounds exactly how Tom is going to end up.
Now I'm going to judge you.
But it's just, everybody's okay with it. Anywhere they've heard it, they've gone,
oh yeah, it's gone.
Yeah, this makes
sense.
I
don't know, like, the jizz I'm dying from the beer has become a daily thing with us.
Yeah, every time we're drinking, that's all we say.
Jizz I'm dying from the fucking beer. We put him down well last night.
The punctuating burps, like, he's like fucking Rick and Morty in real life.
But I must continue this because this is a level. There's a guy, you've been to the Halfpenny Inn, haven't you? I know Mickey has been there and a couple of the lads have been there. I know I chatted with Rory Ward and stuff.
I don't think I have.
The Halfpenny Inn is at the Halfpenny Bridge in Dublin, and I won't go into the extents of the intense stories that the owner has gone into, but he's essentially from not far from where I'm from either. But there was a thing back in like the 50s where if you didn't get the farm at home in Tipperary, you were told, fuck off, up to Dublin, buy a pub or something, or do something, you know. Just go up there and work 28 fucking days a month and just work 15 hours a day and eventually a pub will come your way, or somebody might die down here and you come back down and get a farm. That was essentially, but so the majority of pubs in Dublin now are either owned by first or second generation Tipperary people, and there's a whole club and everything, like the Masons. But the one guy that owns the Halfpenny Inn, he's actually caricatured by Dave McSavage in The Savage Eye. Mick the Bull.
Yeah.
Like, that is a turned down version. Barry doesn't have the hump, and he's not really homophobic. As it is his own words, he went, here, tell Savage I want fucking money for that fella. He's done an impression. I don't mind the queers, Tom. Dave hates some money. I'm not. That was his own words in a full bar. Because it's his bar, bought and paid for since the 80s. So he doesn't hold. Like, the level of mad shit he comes out with, like, is on a next level. Like,
yeah, but I love it.
It's the fucking the queers.
You got that fucking ping pong.
That's exactly his words. The ping pong, Tommy. I'm always chasing that. He loves it.
Stick it in my pink pocket.
But this is the, like, when people need to understand, I give two perfect examples, and I'm going to give another example tonight on stage when we chat later. And this is kind of another, this is the more sobering side of the psychopath area. The fact that I managed to actually come out of there with some sort of normality, like the level of psychopath that is born into where I'm from, is people don't grasp it. Like, they just, it's on a level of phenomenon that. But we'll talk about it later. It's remind me anyway. It's another guy called Tom.
I love that mad shit. You know, like, who was it told us the story, Moim, where they were saying, like, they were on the, oh, and it was someone you knew worked for, like, Farmers Weekly or something.
Yeah.
And they phoned this guy up and they were like, all right, but he's putting an ad in or something. And he's like, blah, blah, and whatever, and such, oh, you know. He goes, right, okay, I'll give you a number here you can ring. Do you have a piece of paper there? And the guy goes, nah, I've nailed a bit of carpet here and a Stanley knife. I'm just scraping in the back of the phone here.
He goes, go on ahead, I've got a little bit of carpet here tonight.
That's just gorgeous. Isn't that gorgeous? Yeah. Like, that's
totally serious. Like, yeah, like, of course.
I'll just like the idea of him having a pile of them, like a file block, and just the knife in his office. Hold on, I was licking his finger.
That's some ingenuity, isn't it? Like, your average person would go, give me a minute there. And I'll go. But he had a standing knife in his pocket, he saw some carpet and went, I can scribe into the back of that, like fucking hieroglyphics into the back of it.
You know, he'd lose the paper. He'd lose the paper, but the carpet's always going to be lying there, you know?
I'm not joking, older guys especially, like, the whole of building, like, you'd walk into a house, thank God they painted with like four layers of paint, because you'd walk into a house after it's just been finished, and you know, like, older builders have been working on that all through, because there's writing of phone numbers and measurements and people's names not in graffiti, but just go on, go ahead there. Yeah. You know, there, you know, they're on the phone, yeah. And heaven forbid that I have a piece of paper. I'll write it on this wall here of this, yeah. And they're just writing on like the back of toilet bowls. They're writing on, yeah. It's everywhere. Yeah. But you just, you're like, oh, for fuck's sake! Like, and it's
the staircase, like, no, and you know,
like,
see it.
And some of them are like, you're going, what? Were there children in here with like sharp things? It's not. It's old guys writing. The amount of guys that will write stuff on a freshly plastered wall with a nail. An actual nail. Just go. Go on. Go ahead there. Yeah. Oh, it's like it's.
The guy, like your mum with post-it notes on your phone.
Yeah.
Just trying to remind you of shit, or like they've got the phone cover, then they've got the fucking like sheath cover that goes over the top.
Yeah,
of that.
Yeah.
They got three covers on the phone. They've had the original iPhone for 12 years. Still works. Still works. Yeah, on a phone book.
Yeah. Are they proper country? They're proper, but that's proper country where you're from.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. There's a, I mean, Tyrone, you have everything, really. It's so big that, like, there's deep, deep countryside, and then there's, you know, fairly tiny kind of people too, but you have it all. You have absolutely it all.
That man where I was totally in the wrong, I was in the wrong field is where I was trying to get your house the last time. But he was quite a polite man, but he was looking at me proper weird.
Yeah.
But you would, in fairness, I had no business driving into his farmyard, like, you know.
No, there's all sorts of fucking, like, but what gets me is that, how you're able to distinguish areas in what is seemingly just fucking wilderness.
Yeah.
You know, like them fucking whatever people. And it's like these ones here, like across the field.
Yeah.
They're like, fucking,
they're weird.
Yeah. You know what them ones are like, oh, 15 feet away over a,
meanwhile,
head.
This guy's walking around naked from the waist up in -4 degrees. Like, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're weird over there. Yeah, yeah.
Just weird fuckers. I mean, it's like the amount of delivery people turn up at our door and they're just like sweating and flustered. Like, where's 103? I've been here since 6 o'clock this morning. Lost, completely lost.
But that's the thing. I mean, you would think that it does, like, having actual working postcodes and stuff, which they've tried down south, but it's like people are going, no, there is now. They're called air codes, but to say that they have been laughed out of, because it's like, what? So why would I need that? I know where I live. Yeah. Like, that's the attitude. Like, I know where I live, and fuck
you. Yeah,
like,
you got to give your house a sweet name, don't you?
Yeah, your old houses are just named. There's no numbers.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. You do actually have, like, proper, like, there's little placards to say the name of the road, which that's a good idea. Like, with us, it's just L49724, and nobody pays any attention to that shit. All it is like, did you see a hen?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you've gone too far if you saw the hen. Like, you know what I mean? Come back. It's, and that's why I was telling you, because we live so close to a pub, if they haven't found it, they'll go, well, I'm in the rough area, I'll just fucking into the pub. Because unless he's some sort of fucking weirdo, he goes into the pub drinking. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is the natural fucking phenomenon.
Yeah, it's like your P.O. box. Just leave it in the fucking pub. Someone will get it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I could actually now order in any weird shit I want, and most likely it'll go to the pub.
Yeah. We had, it was one of the most country things that I've ever experienced the other night when we went to the pub, Monday night. After like 2 weeks in Vietnam, feeling like shit, jet lag and everything. We're like, let's get fully pissed on a Monday again.
That's hilarious. That's how you decompress.
Oh, yeah.
But that to me makes perfect sense. I'm like, yeah.
It's almost like, have you drank yet? You feel like shit, have you drank yet? You know, have you earthed yourself?
Have you,
with
a pile
of
pints? Have you earthed yourself?
Like, there was fucking, but this is what was happening. They were doing,
rebalance your chi.
Yeah, they were doing like fucking, you know, like bullet throwing, like road bulls. You know that shit.
Is that shit going up here? In Cork, no, it's fucking,
I think it's
fire.
Basically Cork and here.
Here,
I heard it was.
Well, not here. Well,
Tyrone,
yeah, yeah.
Tyrone, Armagh, and then Cork. I think. Yeah.
Do travellers join in up here? The gypsies join in down in Cork. I got hit by one of these fucking things. I rounded a corner on a Sunday morning and they hit, not me, but it hit. I was at a maid's place heading around. It was about 10 o'clock in the morning and one of these things hit me at, I don't know, it must have been travelling at fucking 50 miles an hour. I was doing 50 miles an hour. So it was like,
oh,
I
hit the car?
It dropped the fucking radiator out of my car. I jammed on the brakes. I was like, what the fuck? Because I didn't see it.
Yeah.
So it was just like getting shot by a missile. And these bunch of fuckers, old guys, came running around. They all had hurlies because they use hurlies to get this shit back out.
Disperse of this man here.
Back out of the ditch again, and they started giving me shit because I was on the road.
Oh yeah,
I'm like, I've road tax on that thing, you pricks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they surrounded the car. It's like I was getting nothing out of these guys.
I just don't understand. Oh, and they got that like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like fucking Dawn of the, or like fucking Walking Dead face. Like,
I don't know if you've ever.
What are you doing on the road? But like. Yeah, they fucking, they also just have this rite of passage. Like, I've seen, like, there was a guy hooking through a bush at Maureen's parents' house, and then the kid, obviously following suit, was like, oh, this is what we do, we trash the place. Jumps in with a fucking, like, 9-iron golf club and starts whacking away at the bush, and I was like, what in the fuck? Like, you should be able to shoot them people, like, the way you shoot dogs when they're eating your...
Well, you can assume that they're dangerous, you know, they are, like...
Yeah, if you didn't know better, you'd be like, there are some youths.
They're attacking, they're just mentors, but they're attacking things, but they... I don't know if you've ever met him. He's, he kind of dips in and out of comedy. Paul Crowdy is his name. He's from Cork, just outside Cork. He was a truck driver for years. He's some amazing stories. But he, I was telling this story about this thing down in Cork. I have this bit when I do, I haven't done it in a while, but when I go to Cork, I talk about the evolution of how road bowling came about.
Yeah.
And there was just two guys working at an oversized ball bearing factory one day. And one went, here, Finbar, I'm going to throw away these if you don't want them. And the other guy, and he was like, no, my uncle held like some record for throwing it over like a viaduct near Bandon. I was like, of course he did. But he said he did lose his leg. I went, how did he lose his leg? Well, basically he was standing on the side of the road as somebody else cast one of these things up the road at like 90 miles an hour. It went skittering along the road.
Skittering?
His own words, skittering. That's a word. Yeah. And basically hit him in the shin. And that was it. Leg off time. Now, this was like the 50s. So it was, you know.
Fuck me.
It's like you've shattered your...
Is it The Patriot? What film is it? The Patriot or something? The guy... I just remember flicking it on. The guy gets hit with a cannonball in the leg. And his leg just goes...
That was the same. Yeah, but it's...
I had the idea that it would be like something like in cricket. That he just got hit and his leg just swung off.
Like a fucking wicket.
Yeah, wicket. We bowled him out. Yeah. Taffety, anyone?
I just imagine it like just jammed in there, like, you know those stickers you used to get for like your back windscreen, look like a golf ball. It's like half a golf ball just sticking out of
I can't imagine just Cork lads. Just imagine if they had like a line of rust on their balls too. You know, like they have a line of red on their balls in cricket. These guys just on their jeans on a Sunday morning, big rusty nuts on them, like just rubbing a ball on it.
Also painted fucking yellow or something. Why?
It's like rusty road colored. Like
it's the color of the fucking road, and you're looking for
it. But don't, and for heaven forbid you'll tell anybody you're doing this shit, you'll just fuck it up the road on a Sunday morning.
Oh yeah,
public road. Like, it's the most bizarre shit I've ever I totally forgot that. And they play it in Holland as well. But the only justifiable thing in Holland is they have fucking no hills.
Yeah, it's true.
And no bends.
Yeah.
So it's a genuine, it looks like actual bowling. Yeah. What are we doing here?
Especially where we live, it's just all corners. Like, they're just throwing it around a corner, essentially.
Hence how I lost a fucking radiator.
It's the worst fucking place. Yeah, they'll throw it, because it is so many fucking, like, chicanes in this thing. They throw it, and it just disappears into the bush, and then they're fucking half an hour finding it. Then they straighten up again, fucking into the next bush, go find that.
But
how much do you hate your family that you need to be away all day?
Yeah, I did have it justified to me by this youngish guy that I was... I say youngish, he was... maybe in his 40s, and he was like, well, if you watch how I do it, and he did, he showed me, now this guy, he could actually put spin on it and get it around the corner, but it still went in the fucking ditch like 10 yards after the corner. I was like, that's still shit, and it's still just, shit.
Yeah. There better be major prize money, and,
down in Cork, like, you know, if the traveller's involved, there's massive betting money involved.
I don't know. It's not. It is just a betting thing. I'm not sure.
Of course, like that. What else would drive you other than the fact that you, as Colin said, you hate your family? Like, you know.
Oh, they put a lot of money on it. Like, obviously, that's why they're out practicing and shit. You wouldn't practice unless there was cash involved. But those like that award ceremony in the pub the other night was funny as fuck.
Was it for that?
Yeah, they obviously had some sort of competition. So the guy was like, in the women's division, and which is basically the two fucking women that play it, and one girl won and one came second. Like,
first prize goes to Patricia.
Really slow clap.
Catchy, now come on ahead. And second place, her only opponent. Come on ahead, Mary, there you go.
Three claps. And then it was like, on to the men's. It was fucking terrible. It was so depressing. And then the worst singer of all time went up with his crazy son playing a mandolin. It was fucked up. He's stealing a living, that guy.
There's
not a lot of fucking filters to go through to be a singer in the country. Tell you that.
Is there what? I was at an agriculture show on, and it was successful to the point there was quite literally thousands of people at it, and it was good fun. I hadn't been at it since I was six or seven, and I was a little scorned because the last time I was there, I entered the fancy dress competition with a genuine ninja suit.
Okay.
That my American cousins had brought over for me, brought from a martial arts shop and everything.
Check the label, bitch. Authentic ninja.
Oh, I'd fucking stars and everything, these pricks. Like, this is back in the 80s when you could bring things like stars and fucking... Yeah. You know what I mean? But the whole works, and I placed like fourth after some young fella in a fucking... I don't know what he was trying. He was covered in toilet roll inserts. It was like, this is shit. How dare you? So I was a little scorned, but I was there in a slightly working capacity there at the weekend or on Monday. But it was fun, and it was proper. They were doing a proper job of it. But then its fuckers got up on stage, or I say stage. It was the side of a 40-foot trailer,
of course.
But they were all good musicians, and then one guy who seemed to be friends with the band came up and went, "I don't fucking do it." And this is like 2 o'clock in the day. He had clearly been drinking Clonmel champagne all afternoon. He was full up of fucking Bulmer Chardonnay, right?
Boumel,
right? And he gets up, and he had a mullet, and everything. It was beautiful. And I was looking, and because herself had never been to an agriculture festival, she's like, "This is the greatest moment of my life." And he gets up, and he goes, "Hey, I'm gonna do a little number there." Nobody was paying any attention to him at all, bar me, right? And I was like, "Please, please, please, be a shit singer, right?" And he goes, "Yeah. I remember singing this one in Glasgow years ago." And he was like, "I know this story. You've totally lifted the story and all from Christy Moore's album."
Yeah!
I swear to God, he had done it. And he said...
"It was Christmas Eve, Dave."
He went straight into...
"So he gave me this song, and this one goes out to you, Jerry, in Glasgow, 1979. Blackie is the colour of your true love, say."
And he's just taking a suck at the can then, and he's just back on. I tried to video it without looking like a total perv, like, but it was just glorious to see how... And you're like, the lads even in the band were going, "This prick, this prick." Like, he cannot be a singer. Or if he is fucking stealing the money out of people's pockets.
It's mad. Is this?
But then it here's the thing. Everybody was stone cold sober, so it's like, it's meth. Because a couple of weeks ago, we went into the pub I was telling you about next door to us, which is just Sessionville. It is fucking Sessionville 9 to 5, right? And this guy, I walked in there. It was 9:30 in the evening with my father-in-law, and he just fucking loves the place. He's like, "This is the great." He's the only reason why he comes to visit us. He's standing there going, can we go in the pub? Can we?" And we walked in, and from the get-go, you walk in, and it's just your man is... We walked in at 9:30, and this guy's singing that brilliant country song, "It's 5 o'clock somewhere." Yeah. Do you know, it's 5 o'clock. And he had a fucking note in his head. Do you think anybody cared? Single person in the pub was arms around each other singing it. It was like, but this is what... This is all you need to get away with. Is being the right vibe.
Oh yeah.
You know what I mean?
If you're
if
you're singing like party tunes, fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Black Betty.
Oh, he's pulling out the good stuff. Yeah.
But this guy the other night would go, "All right, here's a bit of Oasis Wonderwall," and he would hit a button and it would go chicky chicky jing jing, the real song, the real guitar. No. Then the voice would kick in, and he wasn't even really singing over. He was miming the guitar a bit, and then he would just be like, he just made like whatever the whatever the pop at the start of the word was.
No.
So shit. It was pretty shit.
That's a charlatan of the highest order.
And then they did some sort of banjo number, and the son was like the fucking Rory Gallagher of the banjo. He was like ding 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 ding.
Equipment that I've ever seen.
Oh, really?
Like, for a tiny pub, like these huge big like speakers and a million, like an iPad. No, a computer tipped upside down.
Wow.
Then an iPad beside it for all the words and everything. And you're like,
he must... Really? But
it's like his first day there.
It must be justifying whatever he was paying. He was getting paid. Like, he must have been on... must have gotten $200 or $300 for that.
I don't think so. I would say it's probably closer to about
Monday night.
About 100, 120, I'd say.
Yeah. Maybe. I suppose if he was getting that every night with his day job.
Because we've seen, you know, like, Begley's band is, like, incredible. Like, they walk in anywhere and fucking turn the place around in 20 minutes and everyone's going buck mad. But, and they're worth whatever the fuck they charge, like. But this guy was, like, it was, like, depending on what you pay me, that's the effort level you're going to get. Jesus. It's £100 night, is it? Here's Wonderwall.
But I, you know what, though? You need to have severe neck. There was a company I was talking with about doing this corporate thing, and they were going, "So we have this band that'll be on before you, if we choose you to do this thing," and they were a pipe band. They played rock music with pipe, right? Yeah, no, it
Red,
sounds...
Red Hot Chili Peppers, those sort of guys?
Yeah. $6,000 for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah, no bother.
Huh? $6,000 for 20 minutes. I don't give a shit what you're doing for 20 minutes. You better be on... You better take me to another level if you want $6,000 off me.
Yeah.
Some going, isn't it?
$6,000.
Not even half an hour.
No, no, no. 20 minutes. We cut out. We see, people can't listen to that shit beyond that's 20 true, minutes. Your head will actually explode.
You have to stop when it's like...
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about fucking hook, line, and sinker. When we lived in Glasgow, there was... Now, these guys probably got a meeting and they were like, let's Scottish this up.
Oh, okay.
Fuck,
yeah, yeah.
Right? You've seen Braveheart. Clanadonia. So they obviously went, let's be Braveheart.
Clanadonia.
Meets like fucking...
Is
I
this
know.
Like a what's Celtic women's choir kind of a thing?
No,
is
no,
it?
No. These are like dudes on the fucking... on the street dressed in like... fur and kilts.
Okay,
and
right,
all
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Dunga, 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 like war drum type shit. And Maureen just came home one day with the CD, like, I seen Clanadonia in the street there, bought the CD, and I was like, oh, fair enough, much as that, tenor. I was like, real albums aren't a tenor anymore.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
I had a great time. No regrets.
Coldplay's album, $6.99.
No regrets whatsoever.
But they catch you. You see, this is the thing, they caught you in the spirit of the moment. You're like, oh, geez, so glassy eyed, going, this might be the greatest thing I've ever heard. In fact, I might take up the drums after this.
Yeah. My life has been changed. I might listen to this every day and I'll think about this moment and then you go, oh, where did I put that? Yeah. That's it.
I'm going to eat nothing but haggis for the next while and just listen to these drums.
I tell you what I do like is that air conditioning unit came on there about 10 minutes ago. It's really nice, isn't it?
I'll be honest with you, not reading too much on the headphones. So
oh, isn't it?
I think these are pretty close mics.
Nice.
So they're not really popping up that much. Should be fine. Before... We started here. You said you were shooting a TV pilot. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's the idea behind it is...
I just want free camo tape is all I want.
Yeah, no, it's
give you a retweet and we post there and you send me a bag load of tape.
I'll make sure to... Well, the guy from Camo Tape or from Gorilla Glue Ireland, he's up here in Belfast and he loves...
What's his name?
I have his card. I'll send it on to you. But he's all about promotion and bringing the stuff... Like, he's bringing in all... Like, he's a contractor for... all sorts of stuff, but Gorilla Glue is his main stuff that he brings into Ireland, and he's all about getting... So yeah, I'll put him onto it. Yeah.
We run around smashing shit just so we can tape it up again.
It is.
It's weird because I know another, you know, Terry Keyes, last time I spoke to him, big adhesive salesman he was for some major companies.
Really?
Yeah, sells glue. Yeah. But sniffs it a lot too.
But you wouldn't believe the amount of people that have tagged me in pictures of just... camo, it's the camo Gorilla tape in hardware shops. I'll just continue to see, oh, there's stuff for Tom. It's like, and then I'd love to go, come on, but my fucking house is full of this shit. Every time I can't pass it on the aisle. Like, it's like, for God's sake. But yeah, the pilot, it's the idea being behind it is going to be a lighthearted look at DIY, but genuinely actually sorting shit out without actually costing you a fortune. That's the idea behind it. But who knows? They seem to like the idea. It's going to be aimed at youngsters that have moved into apartments and they want to get a deposit back and fix the shit. That's the idea.
One of my best stories of all time, we played football when I was younger and we went to Butlins on a trip and all of this shit happened in the same night, but someone took a massive shite in the toilet, blocked that up. We got that dealt with, and this is during the time of, do you remember people used to buy like, it was like...
I love that we got this dealt with. Like, yeah. It was like... We called in the
wolf. We basically, it was like we were given a punishment beating to this shit with two coat hangers. Fucking break it down. I don't know what age we were, like 12, 13 or something. Someone's dropping some major fucking Swiss roll. It was incredible. But like, I just kind of put my finger up and that guy waved back at me. So this is the time when everyone was running around with like, you know, like coloured hairspray. Do you remember that? You could get a fucking mohawk and then spray it green.
Yeah.
Someone sprayed that shit all over the wall and... that's when I discovered that, like, aftershave takes off sort of painty ink. Took it off the wall there.
Does it, though?
Yeah.
So that's your...
That was my first, like...
Life hack.
My first, like, initiative, like, let me try this. Oh, my God, it works perfectly. So it was, like, fucking whatever aftershave it was and all the paint wiped off.
Well, it's the alcohol. Was it actual aftershave or was it the
It might have been, like... it might have been, like... Like links or something like that, but it had an alcohol content.
But there would be. It's just like nail polish remover will take off. It'll
like you did have to use that later in life, didn't you? Whenever you drove over a paint can and sprayed the whole wheel of the car and then thought the car was leaking and then...
Yeah, I was like, is this black shit coming out of the middle? But it obviously went and like hit the middle of the wheel and it all spun out like a fucking, like, you know, like modern art piece. And I was like, what is leaking out of this car? But it was just spray paint. But then I took...
You're going to hit that tin. Did you see the tin? Yeah, no, fine. Bang, hits it. I was like...
Banter.
And it was a paint tin. And just went...
Why not? Why, if you're going to hit anything.
Yeah, hit something that's going to fucking have, you know, oil-based paint in it.
Like I hit a badger the other night. Just made some mess. Oh, Jesus Christ. I had to put in a big busted bit in the bumper and everything. I had to get out and power wash the fucker off the next day. There's no good bits left of him either, like, you know what I mean? It wasn't. Because I would have tried barbecuing that fucker too. Like, just, oh, yeah, yeah.
You can't eat that. I watched the fucking thing on Vice about a guy who eats, like...
roadkill.
Of course it came out. He's like... By the way, I'm a taxidermist and I like to eat roadkill.
You have not met weirder people than meet a taxidermist. Trust me, there. If you're deeply into that shit, it's hard to get out of their conversation because it's...
But this guy had a freezer full of all sorts of shite and then he was like, I don't know. He found a badger. He's like, I don't know if I'll eat the badger. Also, he said, if you do want to eat it, this is his tip. He's like, very musty smell. So what I like to do is... I'll leave it in running water, so I'll tie it to a stick in a river for about 3 days, and that should wash off the stench. And I was like, too much effort. Have you ever heard of Rustler's Burgers?
You should get sponsored by Rustler's Burger.
Fucking microwave that for like a minute. Put a badger in a river for 3 days.
But you think you like to keep up with the weirdness? And I wonder sometimes are people testing me? Like I got text weird shit for. I get asked really weird shit if I know where to find it. Like at 4 a.m, I'll get a text about chainsaws and stuff. It's like, what? But
at 4 a.m.
Honestly, it'd be like, because I was just thinking it and you were the first person that came to mind. It was like, okay, fair enough. But you know Jerry McBride?
Yeah.
Jerry texts me last night about 10 o'clock. He says, come here, would you know where a man would get a hedgehog?
I love the way Jerry would write come here at the start of the...
it was, yeah.
Exactly the way
and
talks.
It would finish with hi at the end of it.
Good man.
And it was... But I thought he meant like, oh, is that Monaghan now for a power washer? Do you know what I mean? I didn't know what it, like, because I kind of went along with it. I says, well, what
I don't
do you
sell drugs, Jerry, I'm afraid.
Yeah. But he was genuine. He wanted to find a hedgehog. His old man had always, I still think he was pulling the piss, that he was probably beside somebody going, this guy will see, can he get you anything, right? Because I've spotted a hedgehog down the end garden. And the only humane trap I know how to do, I explained it to him. But I said, the only way typically I'd get a hedgehog is I'd snare the bastard. Stomp like, on you know head. What I mean? But, like that, McBride. Oh, we've lads coming in already, have we?
Maureen, you got to chill.
Maureen, can you get on that, Maureen? No, can you sort that, Maureen?
Yeah, no.
Oh, fantastic. Good. The lads already
they're
sorted.
They're looking pull.
But yeah, that was, I gave him the, and even this morning he texted me, he goes, any old luck with the hedgehogs?
Between apparently 10 at night and 8 in the morning.
I said, I can get you a fucking rabbit. He goes, yeah, but you'll only give me that date. I went, yeah. Would that do him? He went, no, it's because he's always desperately wanted. I said, but you live in the sticks in Monaghan. He goes, there's no fucking hedgehogs in Monaghan. I went, oh, right, as if I know that, like. Yeah. To look at, wandering around the bottom of the garden. And I was like, you're full of shit at first. And then I went, I could probably get one if
hedgehogs
you give me time.
Hedgehogs are fucking... disgusting.
They're mouldy. They're full of fucking fleas.
Yeah. They're stinking. Like one died outside our front door of our house.
Of alcoholism.
Yeah. Fucking Zika. But yeah, it just fucking stayed there and no one really wanted to touch it for a while. And eventually it was just like moving by itself with maggots. It was tremendous. I don't know why no one lifted it. It was there for about a week.
Wow.
Fucking disgusting. Also, do you remember the one fell asleep, hibernated? In one of your dad's rally helmets?
Yeah, couldn't get it out. So it was stuck right in, obviously, and just wedged itself in. No,
oh, the little bastard.
Get it?
So it was in full ball, so you weren't... Yeah,
couldn't get it out.
Big as fuck. Like, heavy.
Big one. Like, you couldn't actually get it out of the helmet.
See, of course he was, because he was full to fuck with berries and nuts and all that other shit and worms. I'll tell you a good one. And you think the wildlife and all the rest of it. I called to ourselves Parents' Place the other night. It was about 10 o'clock at night. And I was still on the phone, so I pulled up. And this is right the middle of Rathfarnham, fucking South Dublin, leafy suburb. Well, it's not even. It's the city. I have 11 fucking foxes. One jumped on the bonnet of the car while I was on the fucking phone. But he jumped straight off and onto the ground. And they all started pounding on the ground like some weird ritual. I was like, I need to get off the phone. I need to get off the phone and record this shit. And whatever they were doing on the ground, at least four of them started pulling worms up out of the ground. It was one of the most bizarre. If you put it in a movie, you go, that's some CGI shit. And but as soon as I got off the phone to video it, do you think every one of them spotted me? Because I moved.
Yeah.
They all spotted me and scattered.
They do that because worms come up when there's rain. So they do this.
But there hadn't been any rain. But these
fellas. Yeah, but worms come up if they hear rain. Like that, so lots of animals like stomp on the ground, so it sounds like rain, and then the worms will come up and
but there was a bin.
Maureen does it all the
time. There was a bin full of Thai food right fucking beside it. Like, you know what I mean? What are you wasting your time on worms for?
Just 11 foxes getting a pad Thai. It's a fucking Thai red curry.
That's lovely.
Burnt the whole of foxes the next morning, like just wandering around putting tissue paper into the fridge going.
Oh, fuck. I just had a flashback of pad Thai we had in Thailand that year. Do you remember? And you got a curry. Maureen was like, can I get it hot? And the girl was like, sure. And I ordered pad Thai. I was like, can I get that hot? And the girl went,
you couple of white hunkies, look at you.
If you want it hot, I can get you hot. And I had shit 30 seconds after paying.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I edit and I was sitting there just pissing with sweat. And I was like, that's us for the evening. Maureen paid. And I was like, I'm just going to go to this toilet. And you're like, our room is right there. And I was like, I know.
But you don't want me doing what I'm about to do up where we're.
Yeah, you're like taking your trousers off. Like, I know that you're wasting time.
I've never had such a fucking, like. You know the way he's talking
about.
Was it
a photo finish?
Like, he's talking about, like, farm to table. This was just, like, table to asshole and fucking. In 0 seconds flat. Brutal as shit. Oh my god. So fucking hot.
It doesn't bother me too much anymore, but because I do think I've got an enamel colon now at this stage from the amount of hot shit I've eaten. But every so often it's always me that fucks myself up because I will kind of go, well, one more spool of chili flakes won't hurt Tom.
Yeah.
And then an hour later I'll be just crying in my old age, just sitting on a toilet going, what do I think I'm doing to myself? What am I doing, Tom? Just questioning all my life choices, like sweating away, crying as the dog scrapes at the door, going, "Come on out, Tom." So
I rarely get the like
the Barney Holton syndrome.
I rarely get that.
Yeah, rare. But
I would get.
It's normally me that inflicts it on myself.
I would get weird shits from like just, you know, like if I had like a fucking Domino's pizza, I would just shit a full baguette the next.
No, time. No, you won't. I won't see a toilet. For two days. No? And I'm as regular as clockwork because the buildings made me go that way. I was one at quarter to 10, one at 10 past 6. Get the fuck out of my way. I mean, get out of my way. I'm like, you remember Vinnie Jones' character in X-Men? I'm like, there is, once I build up a head of momentum, like not even a wall or a car, fucking, like there isn't a fucking safe. I would just run straight through it. Like, get out of my way at so those times.
You have to wait until quarter to 10 every day to shit?
It depends, but though it's definitely happening at that time as well.
Yeah,
for sure, it's happening at that time. But if
you want to or not,
well, yeah. But if there's one if there's been a kind of a fuck up, a glitch in the matrix in what I've eaten, then there'll be some additional ones. But they don't. They'll just, they're phantom shits, and then all of a sudden, bang.
Wearing a wee mask.
Yeah, they're just half their face, half their shit is covered with a fucking mask.
The first diagonal corner is white.
It hangs out up in the fucking rafters.
It's wearing a cape.
A fucking bat was in the jacks the other night. This will tell you how country we are right now. A fucking bat. I went up to take a slash right up to the upstairs toilet because it's my toilet and it, you know, it's a little sanctuary for Tom and nobody goes near it. It's just, it's up in the rafters of the house.
Okay, no one cleans it.
it's glorious. Like it's just, it gets warm during the day because the sun shines. But I went up to take a slash and there was fucking, I was like, what the Christ is that thing? Is it a leaf or so? What? And it was a fucking bat. A bat inside in the actual, and I went, oh, fuck, I'm going to I'll flush. And just as I was about to flush, it started moving.
It was in the water.
What? He'd been treading, because I'd been up there like 6 hours previous. So in that 6 hour time, he'd gone in obviously for a drink or just because he's a sick bastard. He's a scat lover or something. And he went in there, and yeah, he'd been in there at least for 5.5 hours.
Holy shit!
I fucked him straight out the window though, and it seemed to work. He flew away. He regained his balance and got the fuck out of there.
So it was live.
Mm. Oh, he's alive. Yeah, yeah.
You would imagine a bat would be a pretty decent swimmer. You know what I mean, with the wings and. They're weird.
He had knackered himself out. He'd obviously tried to get out like 50 million times up the porcelain bowl, but
that sounds like a Christy Moore album.
Up the crystalline.
Up the porcelain. Can I say it now? Porcelain bowl. Oh my fuck. Everyone that's queued up outside here is trying to get in.
I just look.
Yeah, we'll fucking we'll call it there, I think.
Do you know what I actually realised as well? I'm playing I'm playing the Museum of Comedy 5 days before you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The 25th?
The 25th, yeah. Oh, you're on the 30th, is it? Mm-hmm. So people coming over, just hang around.
Just
Colin will be up yeah, next.
Go to Tom's, go to fucking...
yeah, stay on I can't because I'm starting the panto. Yeah, 3 days, I'm doing the Limerick panto again. So it's myself and that lad, he was in... Hometown? Was that a band?
Oh,
what are they called? Hometown? A-Town? No, A-Town was something else. He was a boy band member that has a ridiculous following.
Okay.
Fierce, nice lad. And he's from actually only like 7 miles away from where I'm from, but I knew nothing of him because he's shiny teeth and, you know, he's... But he like tweeted something about me. Oh, off to meet Tom. Out of the blue, going to the panto thing. And like 200 likes and things like... I need your... This is great to hear because, you know, I'm going through a rough patch right now. So, what is all this shit? What is all this shit? Now, who are all these children?
Yeah.
And it's like, the guy could quite literally put up a picture of a fingernail and there'd be 200 likes. It's the most phenomenal... And Samantha Mumba's in it as well, I think.
The Mumster?
But she wasn't in it. She wasn't there for the launch. But sure, no biggie.
No biggie.
Body to body.
Body to body.
On a TV show. On the London show.
Yeah, Stephen I'm just Pat. Short of fucking singing Christy Moore songs in the pub now at this stage.
It's
like, just,
enough,
but I'm still. We're gonna have a badass barbecue in a couple of weeks' time.
Yes, please. Yeah,
are we coming down for real?
Yeah, that's no for real. We've already arranged it. You're coming down.
Yeah.
So.
And I want to go to that pub desperately. And all
you won't be sorry. You won't like. You can't be like. I've brought so many people in there at this stage, and it never disappoints. It's the level of weirdness, and brilliant shoutiness, and just everybody is fuck off. Like it's just great. It's
I love that. You see, you would think being like a comedian person that I love that shit, but I don't. I hate banter. I'm just like...
It's not... No, it's... The thing is, though, you can get talking with somebody and they have a great openness there. Like, one guy just turned around and go, "Jeez, I'm fright for the depressions, Tom. Do you know that?" And I went... And the whole bar kind of went, "Yeah, Dinny gets the awful depressions. But shut the mind that shit. You're dead right to tell everybody about them depressions."
Yeah.
And it was just, it was all out in the open air. Like this guy
when
you
go missing, we'll know where to find you.
There was an old lad who's been gay forever and they're like, "She's bent, shorn to the grand." Just nobody give a fuck. Then chatting to one of the lads, turns out he was like a high-end fucking extreme skier in the 70s. And he like he just has a stud farm at like cows and horses now going, "Ah, yeah, sure. Fucking mad for the skiing back in the day." It's like, well, how did that happen? Like,
I'm skiing through jizz.
They're just, there's a weird kind of openness. And I don't know, I don't think it's just me that brings it out of them. I genuinely think, because I went in there day one going, "I'm back in the fucking country." And I probably went a bit hard at him. But then it was weird. I don't know, the very first day I was in there, I was chatting away to the barman and I came on the telly right behind my head. And about seven fellas went, "Ah." They'd like I timed it to walk in there right at that time. I was doing it. It was the weirdest shit ever. But then all they did was rip the piss out of me, going, "Cheers, you lost all the weight." Like, just, they weren't letting me have it, which I loved. I loved that. They weren't letting me have it, you know, fucking telly.
That's Ireland in a fucking nutshell there.
It's beautiful.
Don't let you have anything.
No. And you shouldn't have anything. Why pat everybody on the back? Because you'll do enough of that yourself. You know what I mean? Just... And don't hit somebody who's fucking down about their shit. Like, but if somebody's getting too uppity, fucking clip them down a fucking...
Well.
Keeps you sharp and hungry, I reckon.
Wild for the depression.
I'm wild for the depressions.
Oh, depressed as fuck. Depressions. Jensen is dying after that beer.
Jesus Christ.
Well, you put him down well.
I'm in a right fucking mood for beer now. We'll see.
I can tell you one thing. If I hadn't been in Galway in the morning... That's it. Yeah, this is my one and last one. So back on the waters.
This is my last one before I drive for miles.
Sheer depression. I'm awful for the depression.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I'm about to kill myself.
Right, we'll call it there because these marauders are about to bust through the window here.
Lovely. Like, can I shamelessly plug my podcast?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Buckshot. I
mean, Buckshot Podcast with Tom the Bear O'Mahony. We should have just done that as a swapcast, maybe.
Have you sure you have it on file?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, yeah.
Send it to you.
That'll be a swapcast. It's now a swapcast by the sounds of things, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a swapcast. Even if I upload it and you can just fucking download it off the SoundCloud and throw it up.
Our Venn diagram of people may not cross over.
You can do your own intro on it. Which I might do on this. I'll do it.
Yeah,
like
yeah. And actually explain it. Go, "Hold on, I heard this shit before."
Yeah. There we go. Swapcast done. See you later.
Beautiful stuff.
Say bye-bye, Maury.
Bye-bye.
There we go. Let's let these mad cunts in. Yeah. See you next time.